Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Film Feuds. I'm your host, CJ Kaiser. You can follow the Film Feuds podcast on Twitter at Film Feud Podcast, or you can follow us on Facebook at Film Feuds. Now, we got a new episode for you today. Now, because the movie Ferdinand is coming out, the new Bull movie starring WWE superstar John Cena, we have decided to do Best 3D Kids Movie. We got three guests on tonight, maybe a fourth, we don't know, because we'll be filming live from Monkey Magic on Wednesday night. If you want to come down to these shows, they are free Wednesday night from 9:30 p.m. If you want to support us, follow us on Patreon, donate. There are some great perks for you guys. There's also some secret episodes that have never been aired. You can only get on Patreon, so if you just go to patreon.com/filmfeuds, you'll find out more. Every dollar helps for the show, and we'll give you shout-outs. Speaking of bandwidth, we are deleting episodes. So Season 1 is still up currently. There's a few episodes, but they're going each week. One episode will be deleted to get the new ones up. If you follow us on Patreon at Film Feuds, you can find the other episodes on there. You can donate to download them on a Dropbox account. Yes, we get all Season 1 on our Dropbox if you donate to our Patreon. We're going to have three or four guests tonight. We'll find out if the other one rocks up. A very special guest if that person does show up. If not, it'll be a fun episode regardless. If you like me, you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or any of that at I Am Seizure. So that's enough about me. Let's go straight into the episode. Best 3D Kids Movie. My hat looks like a muffin. Over. All right, welcome to Film Feuds. My name is Steve Pez, I'm your host. And yeah, welcome. We're filming live from Magic Mike. Yay! 10,000 people here. It's a big, big crowd. Today we are doing Best 3D Kids Movie. And we got four guests. Now, the way Film Feuds work, if you've never listened to the show before. So the way this game works is pretty simple. Everyone's picked a movie. Now, the topic tonight is Best 3D Kids Movie. Now, each of the guests have picked a movie, and they have to defend it over questions they don't know what's coming. And whoever makes the best argument will win that point. And whoever gets the most points at the end wins the game. And audience, you can help decide who made the best argument. Okay, so start off with the first guest, Christian Nettlefield. Yay! Welcome, Christian Nettlefield! Yeah! And which movie did you pick?
Thank you, two people that sound like 10. I picked.
There's up. Four.
I picked.
Thousand.
Up.
Oh, the movie. Up. Honey.
Yes.
So, quick plot line for those who don't know the movie Up.
Up is about an old man that refuses to move his house in amongst development in the modern world. And so he gets loads of balloons and he moves to some island with a small boy dressed as a scout who then has to find a snipe. delay. And yeah, and then they have to find a snipe. And then it's a really sweet tale of an old man and a small boy.
Okay. All right, and you can follow Christian on Twitter at Christian Elderfield Comedians, all right?
Yeah, Facebook, man.
Oh, Facebook, sorry. Facebook. Okay, and so next up we have Shanice. Shanice, who's won one episode and lost another. She's back, and she's picked which movie?
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Quick plot line for those who don't know.
It was The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Good one. Thank you, Shanice. And you can find her on Instagram at sxshi.shi. Correct?
Yes.
And next up, we've got Henry Zhu. You can find him on Twitter at Henry Zhu, Z-O-O. Correct?
Yeah.
And yeah, how many followers do you have?
Five.
Five! But don't worry, it's now going to get to six. Yeah. Exactly. Now seven. We both have Twitter accounts. Yeah. So which movie did you pick?
No, I assume you're following him, not me.
I picked Inside Out.
And quick plot line for those who don't know.
A girl hits puberty.
That's pretty much the entire plot, yes. Okay. And last up, we got Chills, who runs Magic Mike Comedy. You can find him on Twitter at Chills Ha Ha, which is more ha ha's than you get in the actual set. Anyway, which movie did you pick?
Tangled.
Quick plot line for those who don't know.
It's
also a girl hits puberty?
Yeah, sort of. Baby gets kidnapped. Guys, a thief goes to steal a crown.
Isn't it just Rapunzel?
Yeah, it's basically Rapunzel, but with heaps good singing and good jokes. Yeah.
I haven't seen it, to be fair. Who's seen Tangled out of the audience? One person? Two people? Three? Four? Wow, that's
Me
more
too.
Than expected.
I'm half a person.
I counted you.
Oh.
Jeez.
I'm not used to that.
That's why we don't acknowledge Shanice. All right, so... Okay, so now there's seven questions. No one knows what the questions are. We'll start right at the end. You have to make the best argument. You've got 30 seconds to give an answer. We go around the table, and then you all start to argue. And then I'll stop the arguments, and we go, all right, We got to make a decision. Okay, guys, ready?
Yeah.
Audience, you guys ready? Wow, they're so excited. Like there wasn't a perfectly edited point there. Okay. So first question, we'll start with Christian. Coolest character. Go.
Coolest character is definitely Mr. Fredrickson, because he is an old man that lives on his own. He doesn't give a shit about anyone. He doesn't even want to be around the people that want to be around him. His wife died, and you cry at the beginning of the film, and yeah, you just feel sorry for him because he's got such a square head, and and I relate to him being that because I've got a very square head as well. Like when I'm on Skype to my family, my family are like, "Can you sort out the connection a bit? It's a bit pixelated." Like, no, that is the shape of my head. That is, yeah. So I relate to him because he has a square head and no one likes him.
Like you said it because I wasn't going to say it. All right. Shanice.
Jack Skellington.
Why?
Because he's a deluded skeleton that is like the king of Halloween and he wants to transition into Christmas and it's just it just caused a massive chaos and it's great.
And it's a kids movie.
All right, inside jokes. Speaking about inside jokes, Inside Out. best character?
I reckon it's Ding Bong the Elephant. I reckon he's a pretty decent guy.
Okay, so everyone in the audience, have you guys seen all the movies listed here? No? Have you guys seen Inside Out?
No.
One? No? You? Yeah? And do you agree with Bing Bong?
Bing Bong's pretty fucking sick.
Yeah.
Say that again? Bing Bong is fucking sick.
Bing Bong's fucking sick. All right, continue.
So Bing Bong the Elephant is the imaginary friend of... whatever the fuck her name is, and you know he's very cheerful, and then he sort of disappears into the abyss when she forgets him. So I guess you could say that she kind of reminds me of my ex, but you know.
Chills.
Tangled. Who's the best character? I think the characters. It's a gang of bandits that are like the badass guys. They're in a pub. And they're just like, one of them's got a hook for hands. They're supposed to be the tough guys, and it ends up that they all have their individual dreams. Like, one of them's got a hook for a hand and an eye patch, and he just wants to be a pianist and play piano, but he can't.
I'd agree with you. Agree with you if I've seen the movie. So to me, I'm like, yeah. Is it?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Those are good characters.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
All right, everyone's made their point. Start taking each other down. Who's got the best character out of the four that you picked? Go.
Man, Jack Skellington is just the fucking best, isn't he?
Is the best.
The pumpkin.
He's the pumpkin, and he's so delusional, but it's great because he's so cheerful about it. Like, oh
that's
my
like
god!
A lot of open micers as well. He's very delusional about his own abilities. And he does want to transition from the open mic Halloween circuit to the pro Christmas
the
circuit.
He wasn't yeah, pro.
And he thinks he can deal up all of these presents to all of these kids
like,
in one night. But he's just so fucking.
He realizes to be true to himself. Like, he only wants to be part of Christmas because it's so great. It's like, what's so great about it? So he wants to do it, but he's like realizes at the end that he has to be true to himself, and that's great. Like, come on. And he's a skeleton.
Aren't we supposed to fight for our characters? Yes. Why are we all supporting Shanice?
Because these guys don't know how to play the game.
Because she is right.
What's
look,
up? Hey.
Look, Bing Bong the Elephant's name is Bing Bong. You can't... How do you... You can't...
I can't support him, Bing Bong.
Fuck character development. Bing Bong wins. Like,
it comes in out of nowhere as well.
Sounds like ping pong, but with a better ring to it because we replaced the P with a B. So
I see an audience member nodding. Yes. Okay.
It's all about Bing.
I'm a very persuasive man.
What else is great about him besides his name that he was given by birth?
He has a trunk.
He's dressed
he's
as
an
a
elephant. He was born that way.
Or is he just pink?
Imaginary friends. So a lot of people who believe in God would also
relate.
So there goes our Christian sponsorship.
You never had one.
Yeah, I know. No. Of course not.
The closest you get to a Christian on this podcast is him.
It was Elderfield, yeah.
He's not even paying attention to you.
Elderfield's getting advice from the audience, trying to figure out what...
Fuck, man.
Okay, yours was Jack Skellington. So, with like, I mean, like, Jack Skellington's all right. Your one with Bing Bong, who's imaginary friend. What was your one?
A gang of bandits.
A gang of bandits.
With dreams. Basically, comedians, because they all can't fulfill their dreams.
Hitler had dreams as well, but yeah. You don't see him being my favorite historical figure.
He's not?
Yeah. Have you watched it?
You have to watch it to know about
it. Yeah, well, I haven't watched mine, so... All right,
so we are eliminating Christian. Christian's eliminated from this one. So it's down to Jack Skellington, Bing Bong, and bandits.
Yeah.
He said a character. A means one.
I don't know their names.
Names are The Bandits. I checked the credits.
Oh, damn it. That's sad.
Do your research.
You did your research before you did this podcast?
All right, so in my move, I'm going to change my character because this...
No, you can't. You're already out. You're out.
No, he's out. There's a guy in it. He's called Charles Muntz, all right? All right. Like, his name rhymes with cunts. Miles cunts, if you change it and run the letters around. All right, he's got a gang of robotic dogs as well. So,
they're not completely robotic.
They're not compared. Yeah, they've got like voices, and there's one dog who's supposed to be like this huge Doberman that's supposed to be the leader of them all, and his voice box is broken, so he sounds like he's been kicked in the balls and he's had helium for balloons.
Is a cooler character. Too bad you're out. Okay, so
the Nangdom. I call him the Nangdom.
All right, so audience, who do you think made the best argument? Makes me always think. Anthony made the best argument.
Oh, that hurts.
One person. Makes me always think. Bing Bong was the best character.
Bing Bong.
Make some noise if you think Shanice has won.
Jack Skelton.
Jack Skelton.
She wins.
Oh no, the audience did not clap. That was everyone on the panel. So guess who gets the point? Henry. Yeah, Henry's got the point. Yay.
That's why I said not allow Asians on this podcast.
Sorry, what was that?
That's why I said not allow Asians on this podcast.
Okay.
You guys know 3D animation.
Why do you have to always make this racist?
Specific stereotype.
One too many Asians.
No, it's not. I worked in 3D animation.
They do the animation in America and then outsource it to the Koreans to actually execute it. That's different. You know what? It's
Gotta do this.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay, next question. And we start with Shanice. Next question. Let's go. Best scene. Go.
I'm trying to think. It's making me nervous. Stop. The best scene is when near the end when the boogeyman captures Jack and then Sally puts she's like a dead person. She puts her legs out to seduce the boogeyman and they're in the song and then he's getting all seduced.
Am I the only one?
So okay, we're just having a quick break, but Christian's got this great story. Yeah, go ahead. Hold on. We got Gavin
story.
Scott. Gavin Scott was on last week's episode.
The story starts. I've never seen anything more fucking pathetic than what he's about to tell me.
Christian, please tell your story.
All right, fine. I had cheese on toast for breakfast that day, which is the best start of any story. And I had nothing until like midnight when I went to Korean barbecue with these two cunts. And then we got in there and there was some dude. You know when you walk into a restaurant and you see like just whole bits of chicken or whole bits of steak left on a plate and you just think, why the fuck did you order that and you didn't eat it? And there was these whole chicken sticks like covered in this glazed barbecue sauce. They were just shiny. They were, right? So I just took one off the plate and I edged it towards my mouth and I said, is it okay if I eat this? And these guys were like, no. It just came up. And like, it was like, fuck it. I just did the Zig Heil after it had just been banned or something. And like, it was just, yeah. And I wasn't allowed to eat it. And they put it down and then they walked off and then CJ was like, they're not looking. And then I picked it up again and tried to eat it.
And then another guy came up, no.
Yeah, it was fucked. And then they just put it down. I just thought maybe that's part of Korean culture.
The wait stuff.
Yeah, because if you eat that food that's been paid for, then you're not going to buy food.
But we were going to buy food.
Yeah.
I would
have
eaten
it. You have to pay by head, don't you?
And I would
have been sued. Was it raw? Someone spelled
that, no. That's a myth.
Was
that's
it raw?
Never happened.
Was it raw?
Yeah.
They were chicken wings.
I once went to a cafe. I went to a cafe. I got a bottle of water. Then I realized they had free tap water. I gave the water back. Hadn't opened it. The guy threw it in the bin. Said it was OH&S.
It's bullshit. It's not
that's
OH&S.
That's what he did.
Yeah, but it's
but
not.
That's what
there's
they
did.
No
more.
It might be tap, you know, but that's what
did
he
get
a refund.
There was, there was an unfinished dish at a restaurant, and I saw it, and I was like, I don't want to get this food wasted, so I ate it. Turns out it was for the waiters. Like when they finish their shifts, they charge me $30.
Oh, shit.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes more
everyone
sense.
Everyone buys food. That doesn't have that problem.
I eat the leftovers of these staff. All right.
That's the only thing keeping him alive. Those leftovers.
Back to the podcast. Now, Anthony.
Yes.
Coolest scene.
Coolest scene. I'd be where.
Or best scene. Sorry.
The best scene. When the bandits go into the Rapunzel goes into the pub.
Is that the only scene that you watch in the entire movie?
wait, was this made by Vivid or Brazzers by any chance?
No. So Rapunzel goes into the pub, they don't even ID her, which is just fucking wild. Coming from a venue operator, like fucking speaking of OH&S, that place was getting put under. But all these thugs are there, whatever. they start sizing her up, staunching her, and then it turns out that they all have dreams, and they bust into this giant musical where each one's dream, they all sing about their dream, and it's awesome.
I feel like you haven't watched the actual movie. Like, you only watched one clip, and it was like that YouTube clip from...
We'll get to it.
It's like the one from YouTube. Like, it's the one, like Rapunzel meets the bandits, clip 6 out of 11.
Pretty much. I've got the Christian. Soundtrack
on my phone. I think the best scene, the most memorable scene out of Up is...
the opening sequence?
Is actually... because, like, unlike most films, you cry at the beginning, which... So you just get the tears out at the start, and then you carry on watching, which is the opposite of every porn film I've ever done. Watched or done. That's it.
Christian's Enderfield. Yeah.
And, like, it's when he opens the roof to his house, and all the balloons come out, and like there's these big corporate buildings on either side of him, and these big balloons are coming out, and he's just like, it's like he's had a kids party, but there are no children. And for some reason there's a fucking like scout kid that's hiding on his porch, and that doesn't reveal himself until he's about 30,000 feet in the sky, and when he's like, Mr. Fredrickson, and if you've ever seen Up, like, this kid is so cute, you want to fuck him. Like, it's so...
I think this is going to be Exhibit A in your court case. Like.
It's like, his name's Russell, and he's such a little, like, naive kid, which is, it counteracts the old man jadiness of Mr. Fredrickson, and it's just a really sweet film. I really like it.
All right, so everyone's made their points, and if you've forgotten, it's something to do with a leg, Bing Bong dying, bandits, what were the bandits doing again?
The bandits musical.
Kid gets abducted by an old man. Okay, so
I feel like we need to get our children checked after this episode. Like, you're gonna have to start checking.
Don't you work with children?
Yeah, but I haven't got a children.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder why.
Yeah. We'll be releasing this episode as soon as that's done.
Every time he applies for a job, you're just gonna send him with this episode.
Hey, I know you got Christian booked in for your kids' party, but
listen to this.
My name is Elder Christian Field.
Alright, so take each other down. Go.
Why would you cry at that scene?
Why would I? Well, no, the opening scene of Up is when his wife dies.
You said, no, that but you it. Said the, like, the, you're talking about the scene where he goes up, but you're...
Yeah.
But that's not what you're...
That's not what you're...
Yeah, he doesn't cry when the balloons
go up. Yeah. My house, no!
Yeah, it's just like a big
fuck you to the council.
He stole a child.
Is that why it's your favourite?
My question is, why was there no wanted posters out for this child? He was missing.
Like, as a
scout. Why isn't there, like,
you
know,
warnings? You don't trust the creepy old man down the street. No, you don't.
Yeah, because he's creepy and he's got a kid on his porch. Like, yeah, that's right. And as a children's entertainer, he's done a big fuck you to the council with balloons, like by like raising them to get his house out of the way of their buildings.
Oh, yeah, they hated that. They totally hated him moving out of there they wanted.
I don't get that. It's really, oh man, we wanted to get you out, but now you've moved away from the land. So man, you've really inconvenienced us here by doing exactly what we wanted you to do.
Actually, that's a plot.
I should be defending my film, but that is actually a very good point. Yeah. That is they all looked up in amazement, going, "Oh my god, this man's actually fucking off. He's doing what we want."
It's the only option you have when you've got a kid stuck on your porch, and just get the fuck out of there. Take the whole house with you. All the evidence.
Why will the police not get me?
What would the council say? Thank you.
Sorry.
Bing Bong sucks as well, man. You just said he's the best character, and then the other thing you told us is he's dead now. What else happened in the scene, man? It doesn't sound that eventful. It sounds like a very, very shitty orgasm.
Look, Bing Bong was like, look, remember me, but like, obviously they wouldn't. It's like a bit of a paradox, you know?
It was a goodbye.
I feel like you relate to Bing Bong so much.
This is me slightly defending Henry's Bing Bong thing because like
I've
it's
never watched
are we all
it.
It's because
this podcast, or like I defend this podcast.
No, well, like Bing Bong's down in the pit of no imagination.
Where he belongs.
He's no imagination.
Where he belongs.
Yeah, so she doesn't need an imaginary. So it's basically a metaphor for her losing her imagination because she's burgeoning into puberty and she can now flick her bean. So that's like she doesn't.
Oh, Christian.
She doesn't. need imagination.
Okay, hold on, hold on, stop, stop, just stop, just stop, just stop, stop.
And all imagination's gone.
Wait, Chris, she doesn't need...
talking about her being a barista and actually being really good at making coffee, and the way she makes the coffee is by flicking the beans into the machine. And
Chris is going to get more followers from this.
If this is your first time listening to the podcast, sorry. It's not usually like this. I usually have decent guests on, but I had to get Christian on.
I'm actually learning a lot about myself that after 5 pints, I get sexist drunk, which is basically
we love
what are you trying to say here? Like,
all right, final points, quick.
So she says bye-bye to Bing Bong the elephant and says hi to Ding Dong the dildo, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, I thought that really happened in the movie. So that didn't happen in the movie?
Not a pink elephant, a pink rabbit.
Okay.
Anything.
All right, so I'm going to eliminate one. And the one I'm eliminating would be Bing Bong. Sorry, Bing Bong's out of this one. I'll tell you why. Because you didn't say why it was a cool scene. You're describing Bing Bong himself. And then you're talking about more philosophical elements of what she's doing after Bing Bong's. Voting time. Who do you think did the best argument? It makes noise if you think it's Shanice, which didn't really...
I explained it.
You explained it, but no
do
one...
Do you not remember? You're not paying attention
no.
to
no,
me,
mate.
No, okay. So, in the
No,
film,
we're not repeating it. We haven't got
when
time.
When Jack Skellington
okay. Makes
some
noise if Shanice got the point.
Boogie boogie.
No one. All right. Makes some noise if you think the Bandits musical got the point.
Where Sally puts her leg.
Who?
The Bandits musical.
The Bandit musical? Yeah.
Part 2. Makes some noise if you think it's the creepy old guy with the porch.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Alright, Christian's got the points. Alright.
By default.
Oh. Question 3. Funniest moment. Henry, start it off.
What?
Oh.
Bing Bong dying?
Funniest moment. Scene funniest scenes can be different.
Man, you've really just taken out my fucking jokes, haven't you? Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I've only seen the clip 6 out of 11 for Inside Out. Bing Bong dies.
The Bing Bong scene, yeah.
Funniest moment. I haven't seen the movie in 3 years, but if I would want to pinpoint one, I think it would be the one where the dad's like trying to tell what's her name, Riley, like trying to ask her what's up, and then she gets like really mad at him. The main character. Oh. I remember her name now. It's not.
It's not that bitch.
I only say that because that's the only scene I remember now, because it keeps getting reused on like the Facebook memes where it's like, do you ever see what's happening in that person's brain, and then the brain's like having some sort of like Russian propaganda playing in the guy's brain.
Yeah.
So I think it's got like a really good like variation thing. I think it's very good at encouraging people to be creative with the film. So I think that's what's given it a lasting legacy. I'm not explaining why it's funny, but it's the only one I remember, so.
Fair point. Anthony.
His scene does open up a funny meme option there. It perfectly, does. Yeah.
The Bandits open one up.
I'm trying to think. Funniest scene. It is one of the Bandits.
All right. Yeah,
scene 6 out of 11. Watch the whole movie. No. Yeah, and then I'll take notes the whole time. That'll be awesome. But I do remember the film very well, so.
Do you?
Yeah.
Then what's the funniest scene?
It is up there, but I think the funniest scene in the is a running joke throughout the film. It's a similar scene. So basically, he gets a wanted poster because he's obviously a thief and he's stolen the crown. And each poster has a different fucking variation on his face. So one's got this giant crooked nose. Each one is constantly like different, and they never get it right. Until the very end, when he's finally redeemed himself, and then he finds an old wanted poster where it's a perfect picture of his face, and the whole movie's going through it, constantly getting pissed off by the incorrect wanted posters.
It sounds a lot more funny in the actual movie.
Yeah.
That's not a scene. Yeah.
Christian.
That's not a scene.
So there's this really stupid dog in Up called Doug.
Oh,
Doug
he's cute.
The dog. And he is the embodiment of ADHD. And as someone with ADHD, I completely, like, fucking... I relate, man. He's just talking about this thing. Hey, I know a joke. It's cruel. And it's just, like, it just gets distracted so easily. That's an amazing shirt, by the way. I love it.
Punisher.
So the Punisher. You seen that yet? Brilliant. No. Oh, mate, he's fucking brilliant.
Wrong.
I'm coming for you.
Yeah, it's... I
think he's trying his idea.
Yeah. Doug, okay.
No, as in, like, that's me doing the Punisher, not me ejaculating at this moment, looking at your shirt, but, you know.
But you have.
So.
30 seconds
are
wrong.
Well, that's why it's right.
I don't know if I'm drunk. I'm confused. Funniest scene is when Jack
gives all the children their toys, and they're horrible toys because he's the pumpkin king, so he's the king of Halloween, and they're just running for fear because these toys are like attacking them and are scary as fuck, and it's just hilarious. It's the greatest scene. It's just like, yes.
All right, take each other down, go.
That wasn't a scene, man.
Right. First of all, Christian, he doesn't have ADHD. He's got Down syndrome. Everyone knows. Everyone knows if you put a squirrel in front of someone with autism, they are fucked. Instantly. No matter what they're talking about.
I must respectfully disagree with you. Obviously, the funniest up scene is the introduction where the wife dies.
Okay, you've seen Henry, by the way. Isn't that great? Purely because you did not explain why it's funny. You just explain how it was good for memes. That's not an excuse, man.
I mean,
you can turn anything into a meme.
It gave me a lot of laughs.
Not as good as
after
that.
The movie.
As a meme, it's not the movie. I'm trying to contain my frustration.
Yours was only funny to you because kids got scared.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Fuck that. It's funny because he thought it was a great idea to, like, give these kids these toys.
Let it be known that your niece has a lot of money and hates children.
Okay, let it be known that I'm basically still a child and I'm still struggling.
Yeah, no,
we
got that.
That's why you're hanging out with me,
sexual harassment suit waiting to happen. All right, so.
Let me hold the microphone.
I love it, man. Like, one of my favorite cat is gotta be Russell. It's gotta be Russell. You guys are just jealous because you didn't fucking think of it. It's a podcast, you idiots. It's not visual.
Wait, What are you talking about?
All right, I'm gonna go straight to the points in this one because. I think you all picked bad choices. Audience, who do you think made the best argument? The poster. Make some noise if you think the poster get it.
It's just after more
smoke. Perfect. Make some noise if you think it was the dad's inner monologue. Five, two, three. Okay. Make some noise if you think it was whatever the scary presents.
Like, you know what I mean? You weren't even paying attention to me.
No, I was.
Dare.
No.
A single solitary clap.
I will take that.
And make some noise if you think it's the dog from Up. Dog from Up.
Yeah.
Christian gets the point again.
Actually, I've got to correct you on that one. I think the kid has Down syndrome, not the dog.
Yeah, right.
They both do.
Say Down syndrome.
Actually, because you know, like he's like really into the Scouts, so he just keeps quoting the Scout
Christian.
Thing. I remember he's on the door and he's just like,
ADHD.
Good afternoon. My name is Russell. I am a wilderness explorer at Tribe 54, Sweet Lodge 12. Are you in need of any assistance today, sir?
Exactly.
He
have autism.
The amount of saliva on that old man's face after he said that. Just so much.
Have you noticed how everyone with Down syndrome has the same face? That kid has that face.
I have no idea what's happening.
They should have called the movie Up Syndrome.
And Henry gets a point. No. Alright, next question, starting with Anthony. Best villain. Go.
Oh, best villain. It's the old witch, so she basically uses Rapunzel's magic hair to stay young constantly. And then she just won't let her outside. Sort of like that movie Bad Boy Bobby, but just a lot more kid-friendly. She doesn't fuck her. And, she basically fights for her. Then when she runs out and she starts getting all old and haggard and shit, she's just on the hunt for this hair. She does everything in her power to fucking snap it, even stabs Flynn.
Christian.
Well, the only villain in Up was Charles Muntz, which is the explorer his wife for
really
dying.
Oh, Henry should have been about your breakup. What the fuck? Okay.
It's still raw. It's been less than a week.
The enemy of that film was cancer.
Riley. It's really Riley, isn't it?
It's Charles Muntz. So, like, he was. I mean, when. All right, so like, just for the benefit of the listener, is that we've just finished an open mic night, so anything funny is actually really hilarious. It's Charles Muntz is the ultimate villain in Up. He was like, He was, exactly. He's got loads of little dogs that are minions. They're all villains as well. And he was Carl Fredrickson's idol when he was younger. And he was even old then, because he's like this ultimate explorer. He's been all around the world. And when Fredrickson's house lands on this island and they begin exploring it, he meets the dogs, then he meets Charles Muntz, and then finds out Charles Muntz is evil because he's got all these dogs under his control. He has this sort of Hindenburg helium balloon that he goes up in, and all the...
What's Hindenburg? What's Hindenburg?
No, just 30 seconds.
What's Hindenburg?
Just pick your villain.
Hindenburg was a balloon. Oh. Because it was made of hydrogen.
I was trying to understand. Sorry. It's the boogeyman. Yeah. Because he... just manipulates these children also to attack Jack Skellington to ruin his plan of being the being Santa, basically, even though he's not Santa. And also he kidnaps Jack and like basically tries to basically torture him, and he's the horror of everyone's dream. So it's great. They depicted him in a movie, and he's made out of worms and a sack, and he sings, and he's horrible, and he's gross, and it's lovely.
Henry. I'm really not a good normal human being, am I?
Henry.
No. The great thing about Inside Out is that there is not a villain. The only villain is yourself. Your greatest enemy is yourself. And that's what the movie illustrates with Riley. Because you see, she has no actual enemies. It's only the five emotions, and they all play against each other. But they're all a part of her identity. And that's your greatest enemy is yourself, which is why it's such a great reflection of reality, if I may say so myself.
Did you just snort?
When did you turn from timid Asian guy to upper class dickhead? Like,
look,
are we tearing him apart now?
Let's start to tear apart. Go.
I'm trying to sell this argument without sounding like a quite ironically sounding like a
You need to project your problems through this podcast, Henry. It's okay. You can talk to us afterwards. One.
You know what the real nightmare before Christmas is? Capitalism. That's what the real fucking nightmare is.
Yes. Oh. Okay. And wow. So is your movie. Great.
Very clever.
Any more, honey?
I have another nightmare before Christmas. It's when my family friend visits me, and she's like a liberal voter, so like I have to like talk to her about gay marriage.
Which one's the liberal voter again?
They were the ones from the Hindenburg.
What is Hindenburg's a blimp?
Yeah, so Tony, wait, stopped the bikes, but not the blimps.
Australian or liberals American?
What?
Confuse everyone and win.
All right, okay, so take each other down. No, we don't care anymore. Take each other down.
It's film feud.
Yeah, not politics feud.
What was your one again?
Politics.
What was
starts with P? That's
my villain.
Penis.
No.
Yeah. Politics penis, yeah.
Like politics penis,
right? I feel like your villain's okay. Like, she's just like the personification of youth group, you know?
She just wants to stay
forever young.
She's a pretty bad villain.
Great film.
I'm gonna opt out, tapping out. That's a bad villain, because that's like child abuse, basically, and she stole a child as well, so that's two for two.
She raised her as her own, though.
That's two for two! You stole a child, and you're child abusing the child that is not yours legally. Oh, two for two.
In terms of stolen kids, she got fed.
I'm backing you up. What are you doing?
I don't know, I'm just saying.
She's just being the hero of Up with extra steps. I don't get it.
She was that bad of a mom.
Was it the boogeyman?
The boogeyman.
Yeah. The boogeyman, yeah. He's got three kids he doesn't take care of, has no mom, and just roam the world. Yeah, in fact, the villains in that are the three kids, because he's just a... Jack is the villain.
The villain, yeah.
Yeah, because he...
But you
love him, because he's the
king
of Halloween.
Okay.
He kidnapped Santa Claus.
Don't ruin Jack for me! I love him. I had a plush toy of him, and he's great.
I'm going to go with Chills on this one. Chills gets the points.
Yes!
All right, so next question. Let me just write this down quickly. Best voice cast, and we go back to Christian.
Best voice cast?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, just before the podcast actually began, I actually looked up the voices of people, and Russell is actually played by a 9-year-old Asian boy. All right, now, which is very good, because in the movie, Russell is so fat that his eyes actually squint, that makes him look Asian, so...
He's right. That's not actually the fatness, that's the Down syndrome. I told you! They have the same face, all of them. Why?
Well, they do both ride on minibuses. So, Asians and Down syndrome people.
What?
On minibuses.
What the fuck?
No, I'm talking about this.
Once again, if this is your first time listening, I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry.
I feel like a real minority right now. I'm sorry. And I've never felt like a minority. What's up?
Why, is it because you have Down syndrome?
Let's go, Henry. Let's
No, no, you have a bottle. I'm scared.
Can we get some shit Down syndrome?
Oh no, I was trying to find the cast and characters, but I can't.
What was the question again?
Best voice cast.
Actually, like the voices of
hold
the
on,
cast.
Hold on, hold on. His name, wait, cast. Jordan Nagai. All right, American former child actor. Oh, he's actually 17, but he oh my god, he looks about 5. Like it's yeah, he
aging really well.
Yeah, he what? Yeah, man, yeah, he's great. Yeah, he plays Russell in Up, and he is a fantastic voice actor because I don't know why. It's just it's just a good film, man. He's just a
Shanice.
Good film. Fucking watch
well,
it.
Well, my cast is great. So it's great. Chris I can't even say his fucking name. Saradon. He voiced the movie that was the tale of when Christ died. And you know what? Fuck yeah. I don't know anyone. What? I don't know.
Danny Elfman did the voice of Jack Skellington. There. He did the theme song to The Simpsons as well.
Did he?
Yes.
He also has a really creepy song about little girls.
Does he?
Or is it the one he showed me? Yeah.
What's this? What's
okay.
this? What's
you know what? I don't care if I lose. That's
called,
fucked.
He's in a band called Oingo Boingo. And
oh,
he has
that's
this,
him.
Yeah,
Bingo.
He's a singer. And he has one of the songs. One of the songs is called I Like Little Girls.
It's if you
really
start
fun.
Calling
do you want to play it?
Henry
play
Bing
it.
Bong
no,
in the street,
no, no, no,
people
no,
are going to be.
Pixar is well renowned for its famous casting. They're very good with casting. For example, they have some very big names doing the characters. You have.
You have to pick one.
You have.
Best cast.
Yeah,
oh,
so
cast.
You have. You have.
Worst cast.
You have Paris Van Dyke playing Meg and Lorraine Newman playing Mother's Fear. And in the supporting cast, you have Amy Poehler playing Joy and Mindy Kaling playing Disgust. So, I don't know. I feel like the supporting cast is pretty decent. I think...
I feel like
you were struggling to read in general.
Skinner.
Yeah. Well, like Shanice's, mine is a musical, so there is a whole range of cast that can also voice act and sing. So the lead singer... Oh, lead singer. The lead voice actress for Rapunzel is Mandy Moore.
Oh,
immaculate. Yeah. Immaculate.
She has a song, Crush.
The voice of an angel. Song. And Fergie combined.
Wait, she sings Crush, right? The song Crush?
Yes. No, what, Crush?
I
yeah.
love that song. Yes.
That's my girl.
I'm backing up Chills on this one.
I know, I'm thinking of a different song called Crush.
Yeah, well, her last name's Moore as
I
well,
agree
so
with
she's always leading.
Audience member number one.
One audience member.
Audience member number one. I agree with that. I vote for that. Audience member number one.
Right. Thank you so much
take
for
each other down.
For this, by the way. This is
take each other down.
Who is Meg in the movie? Tell me.
Shut up, Meg.
Fuck knows.
Exactly.
But I do know that Lorraine Newman played Mother's Sadness, and she had 3 lines, and she absolutely killed it.
All right, what were those 3 lines that she killed,
Who's
honey?
Lorraine?
When in the movie, at what point did she portray these sadness?
I'll do the line, I'm Riley's mother and I'm sad.
That's a very underdeveloped emotional person that became a mother. I hate this movie already.
It was the emotion. It was sadness playing as Riley's mom's sadness. And she was like, I'm Riley's mom and I'm sad.
I feel like this movie is shit altogether.
Yeah, that sounds rubbish.
That sounds totally rubbish.
Your cast has one good voice actor and that's Skellington. That's it. Christian's
Chills all the way.
The old dude barely speaks. The dog is fucking...
The dog just says squirrel.
The kid's fucking Down syndrome. You've got to... Like, yeah. If we're going to go for, like, the most politically correct cast, yeah, they covered all bases.
I don't think
I had
any actual big names.
I'm surprised that wasn't
up.
Cast as
oh,
a charity
I have a little
cast.
Asian person.
Oh, wait. John Ratzenberger. He played the dog out of Toy Story.
I'm really
and he also
happy.
Plays...
The dog
in
a little Asian person.
Right, we're going to the audience.
Didn't anyone pick Toy Story?
Look, you doing cast for an animated movie. No one knows the fucking cast.
Bullshit, you got a big cast in your one. I thought you were
going to googled it.
Oh, Amy Poehler, Lewis Black. You didn't even say Lewis Black.
Can we just
comedians.
Talk about
you have comedians
crush
in your
now?
Movie.
I love that song
can I
and I want to express it.
Too
late. I got a
crush. All right, audience. Time to pick. Who had the best voice cast?
Chills.
Wait.
Make some noise if you think Inside Out. Next movie theater, it's Night Before Christmas.
Chills!
Up.
Chills!
Tangled.
Yeah!
Yay! All right.
Andy Moore all the way.
Score so far is, Henry, you are on 2.
I'm on 0.
Yeah, Shanice, you're on 0. Good one. Christian, you are on 1, and Chills is on 2.
Oh, tiebreaker.
Okay. Next question. There's 2 questions left. Best animation style.
Mine.
Why?
Because. Because they're out of like clay Play-Doh / Play-Doh, and every scene has to be shot, shade like movement by movement by movement by movement, and
stop
that's
motion.
Stop motion, yeah, and it's intense as fuck. Like the, if
See,
you
that's
move
why I'm
one
like,
thing,
on the fence about it being a 3D movie, but
it's 3D. Okay. Like, how do they do it? Is it 2D? Did they draw it? It is 3D. Is it not 3D? Can you physically touch it when you make it?
Well, but it's not 2D, but it's not,
4D.
It's not made in a 3D
It's
program.
Not 2D, and it's not 4D.
It's
3D.
Not ambiguous D movies.
It's kind of made before proper animation.
Anyways,
no, wait, no. Lion King used 3D animation.
It was 2D. Anyways.
It's, no,
it's called shadowing. It's called coloring when you shadow. It's called art. Anyways.
What's he talking about?
Anyways, it's a very intense form of making a film, and a lot of... If you move one part, you have to
All right,
30
seconds,
again.
Scott.
All right, so in Inside Out, a lot of the times people go inside people's brains, so then that's like go through people, and like the computer animation has to be very immaculate for that to work.
You're answering this like you have to write it down for an exam. Like,
I'm a uni student. What do you expect?
He's right.
I'm dead on the inside. I only talk in essays.
I noticed.
Did you hear my thesis statement? Did you like it?
No.
Anthony.
My animation style. It was actually pretty unique. It came at a time. It was a time where it moved from like 3D animation, like Shrek, into the 3D animation that Tangled was, and it involved it going from just the main characters to the entire environment as well. What was it? Used Unreal Engine? No. It was exceptional. It was ahead of its time.
Was it?
What?
No.
It was exactly at its time. On about. You watch that movie and it's like, yep, that came out in the early to mid-2010s.
Hold on, Christian.
Okay, so, Up was released in 2009 by Disney Pixar Studios, and it was definitely of its time, alright? So, it was just... It's just like the standard American Toy Story animation. So you're not really looking at the animation style, but more like in the depth and the narrative story of the actors. Whereas like if you had something like Despicable Me, that's a very French Parisian style of animation. And that's really good. And it's a good film, man. Just watch it. And I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about the animation style. I'm supposed to sit here like a fucking uni student going like, oh yeah, the animation style. It was drawn by Mitch Goldenfinger, but no,
hold on. Who's the one that just said French Parisian style?
Yeah, I know, but that was me pretending to be a dick, and like I'm not, and like
no, you
that,
are.
Are we taking people down now?
Yeah, take people down.
Oh,
go.
Okay. Well, computers.
And the movie's called Inside Out. You go inside them, and then you go out again.
Animation
That's
style, not
than
the
animation.
Layer of the
There's
movie.
Layers on it. It rhymes. It's like poetry. It rhymes.
Henry, you're a uni student, right? Learn how to answer questions.
Aren't you unemployed?
Is that what these haters
You know what? I'm just going to give the points to Shanice. Yeah.
Yay!
Pity points. Right. All right. Best kids moment. Last question.
Best kids moment.
For
when
me,
he was
it's...
holding me with both hands.
So I was looking at the Lion King when he's just, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's
awful.
Don't worry, I can edit all
can
this
we not
out.
Just, can we just, like, scratch this whole podcast?
No, wait, I'm trying to think of
and, like, just so I'm not in it.
Okay, I got one. Best kids moment when Jack, everything's gone wrong with his giving out presents and he's trying to be Santa, everything crashes, and he has a scene where he's singing and realizes that he's the king of Halloween and realizes that that's what he needs to be true to himself, not try to be something else. And I think that's a great message for kids to learn at a young age, because as you go through puberty, it's shit. You try to be something you're not.
You're telling kids not to try?
No, you're telling kids not to try and be something you're not, something you're trying to be someone else when you don't believe in it. And that's a great message. And that's a great scene where he's...
a great message?
Yes, it is, Seija. Look at yourself. You're trying to be something you're not, honey. Just embrace your weirdness.
I think he's a little bit too much like himself.
All right, all right. Yeah, I got my message for from Up because I remember the end of it. Like, Russell, who's a little scout kid that snuck onto Fredrickson's house, he doesn't have a dad. His dad left very early, and so he's always looking for a male role model, and Mr. Fredrickson is his male role model. As angry and frustrated as an old man as he is, when they actually get back to the city, Mr. Fredrickson goes to the little Russell's scout ceremony where he gets the badge for his wilderness skills. And yeah, he's the male character that he looks up to. So that's a really nice message that a man and a child who are unrelated can be friends with sexual intercourse.
Henry.
He's right.
For me, it was when Bing Bong... no, it's not. I really like the ending when, like, Riley comes back to her parents and she's like, you know what, I thought it was fine, but it's not fine. It's actually really shitty and, you know, like... It's not a very nuanced way to tackle depression, but I think it was like a very, you know, it's probably the most nuanced you can get in like a kid's movie. I related to a lot, like I also ran away when I had my first period, so you know. I thought the ending was very, very good.
That was my favorite scene.
Favorite kids moment is probably when they're releasing all the lanterns for Rapunzel's birthday, because she was stolen as a baby. So every year on her birthday, they release the lanterns every year. And that's, she's always thought they were stars because she was trapped in the tower. Then when she finally goes to see them and finds out they're lanterns and gets to experience them with this Flynn guy, who was not really going to take her there anyway. He just wanted to get the crown off her. Then they share this moment. It goes up. All the lanterns get lit up. She finds out it's for her birthday. And then that's gets emotionally tied into when they... That's when he decides to actually return to the castle with her and leave her with the crown. And it just shows that as selfish as you are, there are more important things. People's feelings are, you know, more. Other people's feelings are more important.
Clip number 8 from 11 on YouTube.
So I'm going to rule out Shanice.
The fuck?
Your message was bad.
Right, yeah. How? How?
Well, okay.
You don't need an explanation.
I need an explanation. As a human being, I want an explanation.
Are you though?
Yes, honey. Okay. We'll just because you can't function as a human doesn't mean I can't.
But
so
no. I can. You can't because you hang out with Sonny. Anyway, so
you also.
I don't.
who put him a Tinder show, mate?
Yeah, I produced his show. I was his boss. You're, I didn't hang out with him.
Anyway. All right. So. Tell me. I thought that it was a tear going to drop out of your eye.
So, a child
thinking they're supposed to be something they're not and trying to be and pursuing to be what everyone thinks they should be, that's so great, is a better message than someone realizing I don't have to be what everyone thinks is great. I can be what I'm good at and what I should be. That's a bad message. You have a bad childhood, honey.
That's not it. The reason I'm putting you out is because you're saying that kids can't grow up to be what they want to be.
No, I didn't say that. He doesn't want to be Christmas. The reason why he wants to be Santa Claus is because he thinks that's the best thing. That's so great. And everyone loves Christmas. So he's trying to be that because he thinks it's great. Not because he wants to be it. He loves Halloween. That's why he's the Pumpkin King.
So you're saying a kid can't sports and video games?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's trying to be something he doesn't believe in. He doesn't believe in Christmas. The only reason he wants to be Santa Claus is because everyone loves Santa Claus.
No, he loves Christmas.
Yeah,
He does love Christmas. He wants to be Santa Claus.
I can answer
Santa
it for you.
Claus. He wants to be Santa Claus, no, he loves, not Christmas.
He loves
to be
Christmas,
Santa Claus.
But it finds out that he can't because it's not his job.
No, but he wants to be Santa Claus. He can love Christmas. That's fine. You can love whatever you want to love, but he's trying to be something he's not. He's trying to be Santa Claus when he's not Santa Claus. He's only trying to be
that. Isn't
that
the same as every open micer trying to be Bill Burr, but they're fucking not Bill Burr? So.
He doesn't have to be Santa Claus to be happy. He's trying to be Santa Claus because he thinks that's the only way he can be loved by everyone. He thinks, oh no, everyone loves Santa Claus.
Look, Shanice, you're right. You're right.
My favorite scene of that movie is the sequel, The Nightmare After Christmas, when you have to go work at retail for Boxing Day.
That's the worst, actually.
That's good.
I've done that.
That's good. That's very good.
Good joke. Not related. Who wins?
No, you guys take each other down.
What was his?
The ending where the parents accept that she's not feeling great. And
that's not a kid's moment, really.
Should they have not accepted not a kid's that moment. Originally?
Yeah,
it's not a kid's moment. Your one?
They were very caught up in their financial duress, which is why they could not support her, because they couldn't support themselves financially.
Shitty parents!
My parents have been poor, and one of them supported me plenty.
I like your scene. She almost got hoodwinked.
He's still here. Hi.
You're a real MVP scene.
And your one kid's moment, where like the dad comes in, like the stepdad, I guess.
No, he's not a stepdad. It's not even a son. Granddad.
Yeah, some old dude
that spent
a lot of time with this scout.
That stole him.
So this cabin fever has caught on to the dad now, to the old dude, and now he's coming to his fucking...
It's called Stockholm Syndrome.
Was he invited?
He gave him Stockholm Syndrome.
Shut up.
Was he invited? No, he was not invited to the badgering ceremony. He just showed up. That's alarming.
I feel
he's
like
kidnapped this kid, and now he's showing up to his fucking badging. It's fucking scary.
I feel like this conversation roundabout is moving so quickly, I can't fucking jump on, and I've forgotten what my point was.
Alright, so it's down to Anthony and Henry.
Yours is a great moment about puberty, for sure, but it's about kids' moments, not teen moments or adolescent moments. Kids' moment.
She's still technically a kid. Like, she's
not. That's the whole point of the movie, is that she's not a kid anymore.
Because the two main characters entangled are such children with their. They're definitely not people in their early to mid 20s.
She was stolen as a baby. That's designed for kids.
She's still like a grown up.
My whole movie was designed for kids.
She has boobs, right? She doesn't have boobs. I don't get what the argument is.
There's plenty of boobs there.
I mean, animated ones. Like, not real ones, but.
I didn't even notice that.
Her anime boobs for Henry.
The audience zoned out, and now the context just makes it weird where I'm just talking about anime boobs.
anime boobs, however.
Animated anime. Great. Have you all watched
it's
anime?
It's up to you, Sergio. Who do you think won?
Steve, who do you think?
Steve, give it to us.
Was he listening?
Yeah, I'm going for Shanice.
You heard it here first, kids. You heard it here first. He went for me. That's a point.
You spat at me.
You love it, Daddy. No. I can't speak without spitting.
Christian's out. He's just gone. He's like, I'm gone.
No, he's here. Oh, I thought he left.
Audience, who do you think made the better argument? Henry or Anthony?
I'm sorry. I've been quite busy.
Audience is busy. Yeah.
He said Shanice.
If you don't vote for me, you're racist.
If you don't go for me, you're racist also.
She's out. Don't worry about her.
He said me.
Final three?
Final two.
Apparently.
Oh, really?
Mine was great, but he doesn't like me.
All right, you know what? I think Anthony was most passionate. I'll give him the point. Anthony wins.
Yeah. All right, now we have to do the final round.
My first film win.
There's another round?
No, that's it. But there's a different game right after.
Let the record show I didn't drop the N-bomb.
First podcast.
What was the N-word? No.
Whatever that voice actor's name was.
The last game.
Alright, so the Seizure Cards movie game is the last game we play at the end of Film Feud. It's very simple. Anthony, because you won, you get to pick an actor or actress. And we've got to go around the table, name a movie that person's been in, and we keep going around the table until you run out. You got 5 seconds to name a movie.
What am I picking?
An actor or actress. And then we have to pick
choice.
The movies that they've been in.
Now, you can't name anything that hasn't come out. You can't name a cameo, and you can't name anything that's uncredited.
No, it's okay.
Alright, which actor are you picking?
Johnny
or actress? Johnny Depp. Alright, start it off.
Parts of the Caribbean.
From Hell.
I'm out.
Really?
I don't know any movies.
Johnny Depp. Parts of the Caribbean 2.
I didn't know that was the name of the film.
Rango.
Oh, yeah.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Blow.
Can I?
Yeah, you're out. Parts of the Caribbean 3.
Parts of the Caribbean 4.
Jesus. You said Rango. What's that one where he's the bird? Ah, fucking... The Indian one. The Wanderer?
No, you're out.
The Taurus.
Pirates of the Caribbean 5.
Is there really a
yes, there is. It just came out this year.
Fuck.
Ed Wood.
Ah, nice.
You're right.
Edward Scissorhands. Is that what you're talking about?
No, but that's the other one. Christian can use that one.
Edward Scissorhands.
Fine. Shit. Donnie Brasco.
Pass.
You're out?
I'm out.
I know one. Oh, fuck. I just realised.
The Ninth Gate.
Okay, Rum Diaries.
Oh, you piece of shit. Alice in Wonderland. Yeah.
Alice through the Looking Glass.
Oh.
Barbershop. the barbershop one. I know that one.
Donnie Brasco 2.
No.
Fuck. Oh, the most recent one. Jesus.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
All right, I'll let you have that one, and I'll go with fuck. What was that? I had it.
It's a sequel to Charlie. The
Black Mass. Black Mass. Sorry.
Fuck, that was what I was gonna go for.
Jump
3. Yeah, 21 Jump 3.
Doesn't
that was
count.
Cameo.
The original cast member, the TV show.
Okay, yeah. Ah, fuck, I'm out.
It works with everyone.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah.
Fuck, I should have done with that.
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street and Corpse Bride.
I was going to say that. Game.
Yeah. That's why it's called the Seizure Kaiser movie game.
He was in Corpse Bride as the main
guy.
One. Yeah,
yes.
The guy, the really awkward guy.
Yes.
Fuck, I can't believe that. Oh, yeah. That's
and
right.
That's
he's
been
in,
an episode of Film Furious. Yeah.
Fear and Loathing.
No, he said it. He said it early. Yeah. What are you doing?
I was coming to your culture, mate.
That's been Film Furious. I mean, your host, Seizure Kaiser. Thanks for all my guests. You can follow them on the social media that I put up before. They'll be listed on the page. Don't forget to follow Film Feuds. If you've got any suggestions for topics, send them at Film Feuds Podcast on Twitter or on Facebook at Film Feuds. And make sure you follow me at I Am Seizure on Facebook and Twitter. All right, that's the end. Thank you. Good night.